The three towers of San Marino were erected in the 11th century to defend the country against any attacks which threatened the people of San Marino. The first tower is known as Rocca or Guaita. It is a dominating feature on Mount Titano and is surrounded by the oldest of the three walls around the capital city. The structure was rebuilt in the second half of the 15th century and equipped with a double circle of stone walls to ensure shelter to San Marino's citizens during sieges and raids. In the courtyard, you can find some artillery pieces, mortars and cannons, dating back to the Second World War. The second tower, named Frata or Chesta, is also pentagonal in shape and is the home of the San Marino Museum of Ancient Weapons, which has been a major attraction since it opened to the public in 1956. The Montale, the third tower, is the smallest one. It is surrounded by large boulders of ancient rock that make up primitive walls, and, buried 8 meters below the tower, is a prison, which is only accessible from above. Curiously, the first section of the path which links the Guaita Tower with the Chesta Tower is also known as the Witch's Pass, or Passo delle Streghe in Italian. This is allegedly due to strange phenomena that would occur at night. According to the legend, witches used to gather here until dawn, when they turned into black cats, fleeing in all directions. For this reason, the inhabitants of the neighborhood used to chase away the poor black cats that dared to cross their path. Nowadays, these rumors may have faded, but the Passo delle Streghe has surely kept its charming atmosphere. Visitors simply love to walk through this ancient path that crosses the rocky mastiff of Titano Mountain and overlooks the valley below. All along the way, you can also find several seats directly shaped from natural rock, which give the opportunity to rest for a while and enjoy the sight of the marvelous landscape around.